crafts, too, are well worth exploring. A friend of mine took up bookbinding because his doctor ordered him to do something that would give him relaxation and activity without tension. It was a difficult challenge at first, but he gradually learned to square off the paper and the boards, sew the pages, fasten on the back strip, and maintain precision and neatness throughout. Within a few years, this initially rather dull hobby had led him into fresh fields of enjoyment. He began to collect fine books from the past 5 centuries. He developed an interest in printing. Eventually, he started a private press and had the joy of producing his own elegant books. Many other crafts there are, and most of them contain one essential pleasure, the pleasure of making something that will last. As for reading books, this contains 2 different delights. One is the pleasure of apprehending the unexpected, such as when one meets a new author who has a new vision of the world. The other pleasure is of deepening one's knowledge of a special field. One might enjoy reading about the Civil War and then be drawn to a particularly moving part of it, the Underground Railway, say, which carried escaping slaves northward to freedom. One would then be impelled to visit the chief way stations along the route, reconstructing the lives of those resolute organizers and thankful fugitives